Hey, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm glad you're here. But I do want to say before this starts that this is a review of the Xfinity Flex platform, which means there's a lot of visual stuff that's going on that you really kind of need to see. Now, maybe the audio version works for you. You like to listen to this in your car on the way to work, or while you're working out, or while you're making sweet love to your woman. I don't know what you do when you listen to podcasts, but again, thanks for listening, but I think you'd get a better experience if you went to thepopc.net or popculturenetwork.com or logged into YouTube and found our channel there to watch it. But again, hey, you're listening to it, so you're awesome. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Nerd News Desk. I, of course, am your host, Dirt, and today we're going to be talking about Xfinity Flex. Now, Xfinity Flex is apparently a little box you plug into your TV, and it lets you stream stuff over your Xfinity internet. I am an Xfinity customer. We have gigabit Xfinity internet service, so we can add it on for free. Now, they used to charge like $5 a month or something for this box, and people were like, that's dumb. And they said, yeah, you're right. So they actually flipped it free as long as you've got internet service through them, which we do. So, and that's all we have. We have no bundling, no television service through them, no phone service, no you know, everything else. Our alarm is handled by something else. Phone, we use cell phones. It's just internet that we have through Xfinity. But I went online to check my billing, as I do every so often, because you never know when they're going to try to sneak fees and stuff on there. And I saw, of course, they are advertising the Flex. Comes in a nice little box. I ordered this 2 days ago, and it's already here. And in fact, I just realized I didn't mark out. I don't necessarily want my personal address going out to everybody on the internet. I thought I had a marker here. This will work. I'm just going to scratch out my address here. Not that, you know, I really think that there's going to be any stalkers trying to. Red is not going to work. I don't have a black marker. I thought maybe this red would be dark enough. It is not. So instead, how about if I try this? Oh, it actually worked. I thought for sure when I ripped it, it was just going to rip. You know, you try to rip a label off and you just get like the corner and then you're left with like 3/4. This is all it left behind, was this tiny little sliver. I'm kind of impressed. Okay. So, all right. So now what I'm going to do is I actually have a second camera set up back here over on my desk. So I'm going to switch to that camera and switch to that audio here. So give me a second. Okay. So this should be switched to. I don't know why I have headphones on. I don't need those on. All right. So this is the box. This is the Xfinity Flex. Nice little sticker there on the side. Otherwise, a nondescript box. And then there's, I guess, the model number. So, this apparently works with some streaming services. Not all of them, but enough that, you know, maybe it's worth something. So I figure as long as it's free, I'd go ahead and check it out. And of course, now that we've started filming, I don't know what I did with my knife to cut this open. So we're going to try it with the my fingernails are not long enough. I'm going to grab, here. I've got a little screwdriver pen here. We will use this. I don't know what happened to my knife. My knife disappeared. Okay, so I will use the little screwdriver. There we go. All right, that's cut open. Put this away, because if I don't put things back in the right spot, they're gonna get lost. I mean, just that's what happens. All right, so open up the box, and what do we have? All right, welcome to the world of wireless TV. If I need to return anything, I can get a UPS label. There's the box. That's the whole box right there. Tiny little thing, and the angular cuts here, that's something that Xfinity's been doing. I don't know if they were just trying to steal from the Shield, the NVIDIA Shield, but nonetheless, it's there. I'm going to cover the MAC address stuff here just because, but this is the XI6A, designed with heart in Philadelphia. Made in Indonesia. Okay, so plastic all over this because, you know, when you get a new device, you want it to look pretty. And there's a plug. We've got our Ethernet, HDMI. I'm guessing it powers through USB-C. Is that a USB-C plug? That'll be interesting. So I wonder if I could just run this off of USB hub or something that I have laying around. But what is this? Is this supposed to come off? Input. Huh. So you can input something. So maybe I guess there's a pass-through? That's interesting. All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. How do I peel? Where do I start? I wish they just had a nice friendly tab. Here's something that looks like that may do it. Or maybe not. Or I'll just rip everything. All right. So there's our box. So anyway, the Angular look, this is the same thing as their routers and their Wi-Fi things you put around your house to extend. They all have that Angular cut stuff going on, so that's just kind of the new thing. We get a plastic bag. We get a getting started guide. These are always... What? I have to plug in power? There's a remote. What's a remote? Like, why do they put these things in here? Seriously? So it looks like, yeah, the USB-C, that is your power. So I'm wondering if there's a way... maybe that can run off the TV if you've got an adapter? That'll be interesting. USB-C port on the box. And then the battery... Oh, batteries come inside the remote. They're actually in there. So that's cool. You know, one thing I will say with Xfinity, I've lost remotes before. And so I had to go out and get a new remote. And they didn't even blink. It was just like, okay, here's a new remote. See ya. Which was nice. I thought for sure I was going to have to pay something. But they didn't. And then I've returned these things before, and I've kept the cables. So I've got several of their old coaxial cables. I have some of their Ethernet cables. Yeah, I tend to hold on to these things even afterwards because for what they charge, I should get some free cables, right? That's the entitlement that I need to be thinking about. Actually, I don't even need to use this cable now that I think about it because I'm going to be plugging it into my Elgato. Yeah, I'm going to use this anyway, just because. I'm going to plug this into my Elgato and see if I can capture the footage. And as long as I can capture the footage, I know I can't play back anything because I'll get some sort of copyright handshake thing. It's going to say that it can't connect, but I will go ahead and show like the menu and the boot up process and whatever. And that should be fine for showing through the Elgato, but if I try to actually play something, play a video, then it'll give me some sort of error. What do we got with this remote? Okay, so here's, because it comes with batteries, slides off easy enough. That's cool. These batteries are not for retail sale. So they're getting their special Duracell OEM batteries. Probably because they buy them in bulk. So this looks different from the other remotes that every other remote I've ever had from Xfinity. It's, you know, the basic of what you expect from a modern appliance. We got a talk button here. We've got our directional buttons, our press button. We have an Xfinity button, which has always been on everything. But it looks like there's a record. So maybe there's a DVR feature. So maybe if you have... the TV service, you can use that. We have the ABCD, which is standard on Xfinity stuff. I know if you're watching sports and whatever, you can pull up other scores or you can look up schedules of other shows. There's an information button guide. A lot of this stuff, I don't really think is going to work for me because I'm actually going to use this is on an old computer monitor that I watch TV on, and it's going to be plugged in through the HDMI port there, but nonetheless. So record, yeah, DVR, back arrow, info, voice control, number keys, yeah, okay, so nothing there. Turn on your TV, activate your remote, wait for the LED light, select the voice button, try a voice command, okay, we'll see. All right, let's go ahead, and we're going to... I did not fart, I promise you. That was this sliding on the box. That's what that was. Wasn't me. This is going to be interesting. Okay, so the issue I have now is I have to obviously plug in the power supply. And my work area is not arranged easily. I wish they would stop doing these bricks. Like, I understand why they do it this way, because they don't want you sharing the space with other stuff, because they want you overpowering an outlet, whatever. But let's face it, people have adapters. People use extension cords and everything, and these plugs are a pain. A lot of times what I end up doing, because I want these to fit in, like, I wish the plugs were, you know, these type adapters. Unfortunately, they're not. So what I end up doing a lot of times is I plug them into these type things. Generally, your grounded to ungrounded plug. And then we just bend the metal out of the way. And now it's completely unsafe, but it'll work. And I'll have space where I can plug it in somewhere. So plug it in somewhere. Let's see, that's the shield, that's the TV, that's the plug in another extension cord. I might have to do an extension cord into an extension cord in order to get power here. I didn't think of this ahead of time. I should have thought of this ahead of time, but that's what happens. I guess, like the Roku, obviously I'm not going to be using right now at the moment, although it would be interesting to plug it in and see if the Roku works. What is this plug? That's the speaker. We'll probably unplug that speaker. What are you? That's right, you're the TV. This is, oh, wait a minute. I have a plug that's not plugged in. Interesting. I might have something somewhere that needs a needs a plug. Well, if I figure out something else is not working later, that's, I don't know if I unplugged it when I pulled it out right now, or if I got something not working around here. But okay, so now I've got a spot where I can plug this box in. Okay, so now I've got my power cable. It's got my Xfinity box. I'll plug this in here. Okay, so we've got a blue light down here at the bottom that's supposed to light up. We can see it's flashing. Supposedly, they program it because I use the Xfinity gateway. I know, buy your own router, whatever. When they upgraded me to the gigabit, I didn't have the right one to take advantage of the speeds, so I'm just using theirs because it can work with the gigabit. I'll buy a Nighthawk later, whatever. But for now, it's supposed to be programmed with all the information from the Xfinity router. So hopefully that works. So again, the idea is I'm going to plug this into the Elgato, and then hopefully from there, I am able to plug it in, or be able to share the video with you. So that has turned on. This is the output to the TV. Okay, so now we've got our TV line, and the output for the TV is actually going to go into the Elgato. The Elgato has a pass-through, so I can actually watch it on my television set up here, hopefully while you can watch it on here. Or not. This is plugged in, right? All right, that's plugged in. This is plugged in. I wonder if it won't allow for a signal through the Elgato. So as it turns out, they have their copy protection, the HDCP, so tight that it will not even allow me to record the menu. So I can't even use the game capture, the Elgato, to show you what the menus and everything looks like. So we have to do it the roundabout way. I've taken what was the overhead camera back here, pulled it off and stuck it on this monopod, and luckily this monopod has a little tripod adapter at the bottom, so I have the ability to at least set up a camera here, and we'll just do it the old school way, where I guess I'll just film the screen. So here we go. This is the TV set up over here, and we are just gonna do it like this, filming the screen. So now that it's been like a half hour, where's the remote? Here's the remote. Okay. So, is this even connected? It's not doing anything. Is it? I might have to unplug. Oh, there it goes. Does it have to have line of sight? Oh, it's an infrared remote. Gross. So, I can't point the remote just generally in the area. I have to actually literally point it at the device because it's the old school infrared. I don't even know if... Yep, you can see it right there on the camera. That little white light, it's an infrared. So if it's not pointed directly at the box, it's not going to record anything. So, or it's not going to catch it. So you actually have to point it down at the box. And there we go. English. Confirm, yes. I am English. Well, no, I'm American, but whatever, I speak English. Where's my volume? I do have the volume up. Is the button in the middle is not... Oh, it is confirmed. Okay. So, again, just using it there, I wasn't pointed directly at it. So I was using the buttons, the direction buttons, and going, you know, okay, this is what I want, and hitting this to select it, but because it wasn't aimed, I was aimed kind of like this instead of like this, it wasn't picking it up. So it's, I get, if you're in a big room, I guess, if you're sitting 10 feet away, if you're like on a couch or whatever, sitting across from your television, and you've got it pointed, it doesn't have to be that exact because you've got a much wider field that you're aiming towards. However, for my purposes, I was planning on just using it, you know, over here set up to a monitor. I actually have five monitors, old monitors sitting around. And what I do is I just use the HDMI connection, or I've got adapter cables that are VGA at one end and HDMI on the other. And I just use old flat screen monitors as TVs. So when it's a game day and there's, you know, 12 soccer games going on at the same time, I can watch a whole bunch of them using the monitors, using my tablets, and using my TV anywhere credentials. So I was just going to have this plugged into a monitor sitting near me. So this will be interesting to see how well this works. Okay, so now let's go back. So I don't want it to connect directly to my laptop. I don't want it to go to my Fire TV. This is my router. This is... What is this? It's another 5 gigahertz Linksys. I wonder if that's my extender. I have an extender in the other room that extends to the back of the house. So maybe that's what that is. And then there's my PlayStation 3. I don't want it connecting to that. So there is that. Hopefully it wants the password. Okay, so here's the first thing. One of the things that it's advertised for is that it's going to be programmed for your home network. And since I use the gateway, the Xfinity X1 gigabit, whatever, it should, theoretically, have all of this information in it because I can go to the website and I can change my password directly through the website. So this should... have been able to pull all that up directly from my account. So now I'm going to have to go, let's see. I'm trying to remember what my password is. And doing it, I hate entering passwords this way. I mean, you got to scroll back and forth. And again, because I'm so close, if I'm off just a little bit, then it doesn't register, you know, if I move an inch too high, you know, it just, oh my gosh, This thing's a pain so far. I'm trying to remember what the password is anyway. I think that's right. Show my, yeah, it's not recording. Show my, I think that's correct. Okay. That should be correct. So now we will confirm. Okay. Okay, here we go. Connecting to my entertainment experience. And I need to clean this monitor. It doesn't look too bad from my point of view, but the way the light is hitting it for this camera looks a lot dirtier than it does directly to me. And we have a white dot. That's the show I was hoping for. Hey, everybody. It's the White Dot Show. Please verify your phone number. Okay. And again, let's not show that to the whole world. And I never call myself, so I always have to think, what is my number? It's like when people ask, what's your birthday? And it's like, I don't know, it's just the day I was born. It takes me a minute to think of what the actual date is. They're verifying my information. Take a drink of water. Let me tell you right now, if there's a GameStop near you, go look through their clearance. They probably have one of these PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 Spider-Man came out for the game, these metal bottles. These things are great. And they're on clearance. They're usually like $7-$8 on clearance. Sometimes you can find them $5 on clearance. I have three of these that I bought. This is good agua. Okay. Name your device. Do they have desk? Basement office. I guess office will suffice. Optimize. I do not have surround sound. This is a Scepter computer monitor. I think this thing was like $89. Your screen. Would you like? Sure. I mean, it does 1080, but it's nothing special. There's the X and the Finity. Let's set up your new remote. Press and hold the Xfinity and info buttons for 5 seconds. Wait for the remote light to change from red to green. Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5. Nothing's changing. Hold the Xfinity and info. Oh, I was hitting the voice control and info, so that's why. And it's green. Okay, so now, oh, and enter the code above. I was just going to show real quick. Look, it's green and it blinks. That's special. 885. Which, by the way, that's not my area code. That's no part of my zip code. Would you like to control your Scepter TV? Oh my gosh, it knows it's a Scepter? Yes. Follow these steps to control your separate TV. Okay. So hold the Xfinity and mute. And mute. Oh, that's up top. 5 seconds. Wait for it to turn green. It is not turning green. Xfinity and mute. There we go. Now it's red. And now it's green. Put in the 5-digit code. 13899. And it blinked and it turned off. Okay, so I guess that did something. Let's see if it works. Try adjusting the volume on your TV. Now, see, here's the thing. I don't know that the Scepter has any sort of infrared control because it's meant to be a monitor. Not a television, so it does not work. Okay, so it has a bunch of codes here. I'm not gonna worry about it. It's not that big of a deal because it's sitting right here. I use it anyway. I will say, though, that one thing that's nice is the Shield, the NVIDIA Shield. I use that as a Plex server, but it's also wired into the TV. And that, if you watch through it, it has a volume slider on the remote, and it'll actually change the output of the volume level on the device. So I don't have to mess with the monitor at all. I don't have to adjust the volume. I just leave it at 100%, and then I can adjust the slider up and down, and it'll change how much audio I'm getting through the television that way. This wants me to set this up as some sort of infrared remote for it, as if it's a television, but again, this is not a television. It's a computer monitor. It's not meant to be a television. And so therefore, I don't believe there's any infrared input. I don't even know if there's an infrared adapter. You know, sometimes monitors will have an infrared adapter port. It looks almost like a headphone jack. We have audio, VGA, DVI, HDMI, and power. That's it. So yeah, this does not have the ability to do any sort of infrared. So I guess I can give them credit for trying. But yeah, that's not going to work with this device. So, go back. You can always... Okay, yeah. Great. Let's just skip ahead and put my stuff back up here. I just moved. Was that the only thing I moved? All right, whatever. Let's get some apps. Connect your apps. Okay. Voice commands. What's a song? Never going to use that. Tubi. Sure. You are now entering through. Okay. Does this mean it's already installed? Okay. I've used Tubi before, so I can sign in through that, but okay. So there's exit anyway, yes. Does this mean that all of these things are already installed? Like... Young Turks, this can go away. You can burn in hell, Young Turks. How do I get this off? How do I get that? I don't want that at all. Is there a way to take those off? I don't know. It is nice. It does show me. I can see the temperature up at the top. It's 33 degrees outside. It's snowing. Snow is turning to rain. Control your devices. Okay, whatever. Settings. One new message. You're entering a third party. Oh, okay. So it's just what it told me before. It's not like an actual... And it's still saying new message, even though I deleted it, and there's no message. All notifications off, because I don't care. My account. Okay. Preferences. General preferences. Prefer best available. Okay. Don't care. Watch history. No. I don't need that. Recommend. No. I don't want recommendations. I don't want, let's see, 2 to 4. I might be up between 2 and 4. 4 to 6, most likely going to be asleep between 4 and 6. So that's going to be a better time for me. This recommendations, does this mean it'll turn off recommendations or it'll just give me more useless ones? I don't know. We'll have to check that out. But that's the type of stuff I don't want, recommendations, generally speaking. Notifications, okay. Off, 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 off. I don't want notifications. Go away. Okay, so we got device, closed captioning, video display. Okay, but how do I do stuff? I want to do things like change the... change the things that are actually, like, the apps that are available. Remote settings, language, purchase pins, accessibility notes. Okay, so none of that helps me with that. Parental controls, language, accessibility, no. Power information, okay, blah, blah, blah. How do I add and remove apps? So is it... I'm wondering, then, if there's not if there's not like an app store. Like I was assuming it would be similar to like an Android device, like an Android TV or the Shield or Roku or whatever, Fire TV, where I would go in and say, I want this app, this app, this app, and it would pull those apps down and install them. But instead, this looks like the apps that it has are the only apps available. It doesn't look like you have the option to put things on or take them off. And I guess part of the other problem is I would want to set things up differently. I don't want Tubi to be the first thing. I don't want Pluto TV to be the first thing. YouTube, I would like to have towards the front. ESPN 3, it's 3, but sometimes they have, you know, soccer on there. But like YouTube Kids, no. iHeartRadio, no. NPR, no. I'm not ever going to use these things. People Are Awesome, I don't know what that is. I don't want that. Amazon Music, I use Amazon Music because I get that for free with Amazon Prime. So that would be useful to have. But man, a lot of this stuff, it's just, for me, it's garbage. Happy Kids TV, Play Kids. My kids are not small children anymore. That doesn't help. The Reading Corner, Kids Stream, Tumble Books, like none of this stuff is useful to me. I don't want any of that on there. If I go to live, what's this going to show me? Show me, we have, I guess there's sponsored partners up here. The Flex Guide, Epics. Why is it showing me Epics? It's just showing me random listings. I don't have Epics. I don't have.
Is this true?
I have Epics.
Is this true? Is he really doing the show from a wheelchair?
What a stroke of luck.
I don't have Epics, so I don't know why Epics is showing up here. I shouldn't have it. Do I get HBO? Ah, this requires a subscription. Okay, so Epics doesn't require a subscription. But HBO does? I'm not sure how that works. Maybe it's just but why is it here? Like, why are those listings? Deadpool 2. Okay, requires a subscription. No, go back. So why is Epics working? That doesn't make any sense. Royal Tannenbaums. Nope. Nothing from Showtime. Okay. Man, there's a lot of channels. Stars. Okay, I don't have Stars. Okay, so Sky News. I mean, that's going to make sense because Comcast owns them. Whoa. Now, I was hoping that one of the things I'd be able to do is similar to what I do with the Shield TV and with the volume control on it. I was hoping that volume control, pointing it towards the box and just hitting volume control would, control the output of the device to my TV, to my monitor, but apparently that's not going to happen either, so that's a shame. All right, so if I hit guide just brings me back to here. Exit takes me to here. If I hit guide, I'm back to there. Okay. Free to me. Oh, wait a minute. What was that? Exit. Apps. View all. Okay, and this is just taking me back to free on Flex. Because, I mean, all of those things have free. Those are ones. Explore Stars, now available on Flex. Music, audio. Okay. I have NBC Sports Gold. Does this mean it's already loaded? It is already loaded. Okay, but I'll have to sign in because if I want to watch Premier League. Okay, yes. Thank you. I understand. There's something there. Oh my gosh. Ugh. I get it. Okay. So if I go to sign in, it wants me to type in this information. Of course, by the time you guys watch this, that code will no longer work. So, let's see here. NBCSports.com/activate X1. And trying to type with one hand off to the side. Okay, here we are. Enter my activation code. I'm guessing that's a letter O and not a zero. Please enter a valid code. Okay, then let me change that to a zero. Okay, and now sign in. Success, it says. And yay, I have successfully activated. Oh, no, I don't want to exit. Oh my gosh, knock it off. All right, so now I can see everything coming up. Is there a way to make it just show games though? Like, I don't necessarily want to watch like all the random stuff. Okay, well, I mean, here are games. I don't watch that one. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Spurs. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't look like there's a way. This is one of the problems I have with things like NBC Gold. I just want Premier League. I don't have any of this other stuff. And I don't want any of this other stuff. So I want it to just go to this and never show me anything else. And unfortunately, that's not going to apparently be a thing. Let's see. Wham Network? Oh, is this the George Michael? Wait, Life's Esports. Oh, man. I was hoping it'd be nothing but Jitterbug all day, but that's not what it is. Fitness. I see. And again, a lot of this stuff I'm never going to use. Crossy Road is fun, but I don't know that I'd play it on here. Emoji Charades, no. So, new this week, free to me. Free to me, Netflix. Netflix The Witcher. That's not free to me. I don't have Netflix. Why is this saying free to me? I do not have a Netflix account. We got rid of our Netflix account, but it's saying it's free to me. Do I get Netflix with Xfinity Flex? No. You get a free trial. That annoys me. They should not be doing that. Waterboy, what is this through? Play on Netflix. Okay, and see, here's the thing. I would want Netflix to not show up in the listings of stuff because I don't have Netflix. So I would want a way to turn that off. Okay, so I'm going to just for a moment look at some of the other stuff on here, and I just want to make sure that, you know, like my home address or my credit card information or nothing like that's going to pop up on here. Let's see. Oh, I've used 828 gigabytes of data this month. Okay, cool. I have unlimited. So that doesn't matter. Preferences. General. Okay, so that's, again, best resolution. Watch history. Okay, no. Xfinity voice, no. Home, no. TV, no. X1 tips, my account. Okay, other services. Messages requested to have sent by Xfinity on behalf of third parties. I do not have anything set up for third parties, so that doesn't help either. Device settings, closed captions, video display, power preferences. Okay, that's not useful. They're doesn't seem to be a way. Okay, so let me go into help. About your service. Subscriptions. General. One-stop search. Okay, how about let's try a voice option. Let's see what happens. Disable Netflix. Okay, so it reads disable Netflix. Restart. No. System refresh. No. Reset. Oh, reset Netflix. Okay, so this is what it wants me to do. I want to disable Netflix so it's not on here at all. It wants to give me the option to reset it. So to basically log out and delete all the information and reset the cache and whatever. Again, that's not what I want. Because I don't have Netflix, so I don't want that stuff to show up. Need more help. Okay. It wants me to download the Xfinity, my account app. No, that's not going to help. Remove app. Okay, so it recognizes remove app. And it wants me to watch the movie remote or the movie removal. Did I mean no? Let's remove. How can something... What? New book, Rod Rosen. What? William Barr. None of this. How to remove your gel manicure. What? None of this is useful. Disable apps. Something's not quite right. Disable Netflix. Nope. What happens if I hit the Xfinity button? It takes me back to home. So when I exit out of something, that takes me back to home. If I hit the Xfinity button, it takes me back to here too. If I hit guide, it goes back to this thing, which again shows me a bunch of channels that I don't have. Two programs on now on ESPN3, X Games. Okay, here's the other thing that's... I have... My TV is actually through YouTube TV. So that's where I get my ESPN stuff. Is it going to let me watch ESPN stuff, even though I don't have a TV account through Xfinity? Do I still have the ability to watch this, or am I able to log in and authenticate using my YouTube TV credentials? That's something that might be helpful to know. So I don't really care about X Games Aspen 2020, but let's just see. Sorry, we are having trouble. So, and if I hit the back arrow, it does a blank screen. Okay, there we go. I have to hit it twice to get back. X Games Aspen 2020. Oh! And again, the volume's terrible because it's at 100% and I cannot change it except for manually. Okay, so that one works. So I guess when there's some stuff on ESPN3, I don't know, does ESPN3 generally, if that type of stuff is free, then that would mean it would be on like Pluto or Zumo or one of those. So maybe that's where it's pulling it in from. Not 100% sure. Cheddar, no upcoming programs. Although these run as channels. I'm surprised, even though it says no upcoming programs. I know they do streaming. All right, Fail Army. This is a Pluto, I'm pretty sure. And that's as far down as it goes. So that's all my live guide will show me. Will it change if I log into something? All right, so let me try. I'm going to go all the way back up here to the top. And again, there's nothing above this. I just want to double check. Is this really... It played Epics before, even though I don't have Epics. And now it won't select it now. It won't even click on it. So none of this stuff. So now is it broken? Did I break it? So now I can't select anything? Because before, you know, I would click on one of those. And yeah, so now it's broken. I'm hitting the enter. And I'm pointed directly at it. And it won't load anything. So there's absolutely no functionality to watching anything right now because it is dead. Let me hit the Xfinity button. Alright, so now it's going through Pluto to run that. So I was able to hit enter there and it just randomly, whatever the first thing was, it hit.
So you don't have to worry. Fresh, delicious, and healthy.
Press OK for channel guide. Okay, so now... So I am getting stuff now coming through Pluto. Is this all through Pluto? Because it's just showing me the Pluto Live TV. So I'm guessing this is just going to be those Pluto listings. Which are the same. Is there a way to log in and I can get my favorites? I did set up an account with Pluto, you know, at some point in the past. But I'm not sure it's going to give me the option to log into it. So that's kind of sad. Okay, so the back arrow is not going to take me out. It's just going to go in between what I'm watching and the guide. So, and if I hit the guide button, it takes me to here. And now I can click on stuff. Okay, so now clicking on stuff works again, which it did not do before. So... obviously, there's some issues that need to be ironed out as far as that stuff goes. Okay, so... Showtime will still say requires a subscription. But if I go up to the Epic stuff, is that still going to come through? Did I accidentally sign up for an Epics? Ah, now it says it requires a subscription. Now, earlier... we were able to watch on Epic's Drive-In. Oh, Epic's Drive-In it gives you. So I guess Epic's Drive-In is a free version now of something. If I press up and down, do I get any? No. Video description. What? Okay, I don't need that. If I go back arrow takes me to here. Okay, so I guess Epic's Drive-In is a free channel now? That's interesting. I did not know that. Again, maybe it's coming through on Pluto or one of those. But this guide to me is useless because I don't have any of these other services. So that's just dumb. And that's the live... okay, now this is the live TV button. Shows me popular channels. Okay. TV listings, which is just taking me back to this. Live on Zumo. I have watched some things on Zumo before. Will Zumo allow me to log in on my account? Okay, look, info, go away. Okay. Closed caption, more information. Terms of use, no. Okay, so it looks like there's no way to get my personalized list from somewhere else. So I guess I can go in... grab some of my, you know, whatever channels I'm going to want to add. All right, so thriller and horror. I watch that sometimes. Sci-fi fantasy. Ooh, my English soccer adventure. Wow, better watch that one. Gravitas Pictures. Okay, so again, you can grab some stuff. On demand movies. You've got some stuff there that you can watch if you want to. But who cares about? I don't want it to be on MSNBC ever. Going back is just the back arrow is just pulling up the menu, so I'm gonna have to hit exit again. Come back out. We got our Pluto TV. Movie channels, free movies. Okay, so I recognize these as being, some of these are the Pluto ones. What is this going to do? Oh, this is all Zumo. So we have Zumo and Pluto. Stuff is showing up on there. So, okay. Premium movies. Okay, I don't have any premium services. These channels. Binge, free TV. That's Pluto, right? Nope, that's Zumo. Okay, so again, that's one of those. History. These are all those channels. None of these are anything outside of that stuff. So, very limited on what it has available. And I don't know if part of that may be because it's Comcast. You know, they want you to use the NBC News and get nothing else because they, you know, run NBC News. As Time Magazine, they may own Time Magazine, as terrible as it is. It's possible that Time Magazine is part of their network. But so many of these things are useless. Okay, let me go to YouTube. You're now entering third-party application. Yeah, I got it. Go away. Privacy Center. Sign in. Okay, I'm going to use it signed out for the moment, just because. So this is just the standard YouTube look that you get on TV, on tablet, you know, whatever. All of this is going to be exactly the same. So at least you've got that. Oh, Mr. Peanuts. In case you haven't heard, Mr. Peanuts is dead. Mr. Peanuts, nobody likes him anymore. Okay, so that's that, and I don't have any of this other stuff. Okay, so this is very, 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 very limited. This is not a great service. And I hit today, it's going to show me the weather. That's great, but then it's going to show me this news from their chosen news services, which I don't want any of their news. Today in Illinois, Chicago. I'm not in Chicago. Heart of Illinois ABC. I don't know where that is. But that's not going to be where I am. That's my CBS. If I go to this... Okay, so this is just going to show me their local programming. I'm not going to be able to get a live feed or anything like that. I don't know where that is. Illinois Channel. Okay, so today in sports, don't care. Today in entertainment, don't care. Today in science, don't care. Late night, don't care. Trending on YouTube, don't care. There is so much stuff on here. I don't even want. Like, I don't even... New. What's under new? New movies to rent and own. And then we got those same listings of movie channels. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to say. This thing is free. And it's free, so fine. If I've got something I want to watch on another channel, then I've got an option. So I can always hook it up to another screen, another monitor, another, you know, whatever. I can set it up to a projector or whatever, and at least I can watch something. Maybe a movie on Epic's Drive-In, if there's something on there I want to see. But... I mean, honestly, it's so full of garbage. There's no way to take out the stuff that you don't want, that it's overloaded. I mean, honestly, if I could go in and say, I want these four Pluto channels and these three Zumo channels and Epic's Drive-In and these five Tubi channels and just leave it at that. And so those are the only things that show up. And I guess maybe YouTube... throw in my subscription feed or whatever, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is pretty cool. But the fact that you have to navigate through so much garbage to get to the stuff that you actually want, I'm really disappointed in this overall. The fact that one of the big complaints people have had with the Amazon Fire TV is that you have, you know, a big banner across the top for an ad for whatever Amazon, whatever it is they want to push at you at that point in time. And most of the time that's junk that you don't want. Some people like The Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm never going to watch it. So those things come up and it's just, I got to dismiss, go past it. Usually not that big of a deal. But in this, it's not like there's a thing for Netflix and then I can dismiss it and it goes away. It's tied into everything. So it's tied into the movie recommendations. It's tied into the search. It's tied into everything that comes through. And so therefore, I can't filter that out automatically, which is what I would want to do. So I guess, let me try one other thing here. I will attempt to go and, well, let's see, what is this? Restrict access to applications. Oh, no, I don't want that. Okay. My thought is I'm going to go into, where is it? The settings. I'm going to turn on the, recommendations based on watch history or whatever. Where was that? Recommendations. General recommendations, watch history, recommendations based on history. I'm going to turn that on and then see if that gives me any way to change the things that show up. So if it's, where is it doing the recommendations, I guess? I don't, connect your app, sign in, okay. Let's get started. No. Pair your apps. Get Netflix. Get Amazon Prime. Listen to Pandora. Find your faves. Add the phrase on YouTube. And again, explore available apps. Show me apps to access. Okay, so show me apps. And it just takes me back to the screen. And there's no way, if I hit information just takes me to the app. Is there anything in the app for turning off? Nope. Nope. Exit. If I go to Netflix, hit information on Netflix. It wants to log into Netflix. It's just going to bring up the login screen and it's still going to be there. I don't have a way to turn off those recommendations. Nope. Start your free month. Sign in. Privacy. Does privacy have a disable? No, it does not. So, yeah. Again, your ability to control what it is that they're actually going to slide in front of you is gone. Even for free, I'm going to have a hard time recommending this because you don't have the ability to control what it's going to show you. And instead, you're stuck personally going through trying to filter out what you don't want by means of ignoring it while you're flipping through, which means you got to flip through a bunch of garbage to get to the stuff you actually do want. And even when I went into Pluto or Zumo, I forget which one it was, I went in there and I added some channels as favorites. Then even when I went into my guide listings that they want to give me of channels, those channels don't show up in the listing. So when I flip through the program guide, it's still trying to give me all of the same stuff that was already there. It's still giving me the Young Turks and the Pet Collective and the Fail Army and QVC and Home Shopping and, again, this garbage. And not showing me the stuff that I want. So I have a feeling this is not going to get used very much. I'm going to keep an eye on my account, and if they ever try to add any sort of charge, if they want any sort of payment, this thing's going straight back, because what they offer on this is really nothing useful. I would rather pay for whatever the cheapest Roku is. I think there's one for $29 that runs through composite cables. I would rather use that than use this free box, because at least there on that Roku, I can control the channels that are on there, and I can remove the stuff I don't want on there, and this is not allowing that at all. So this is, again, this goes down to the same problem I had with cable television. Again, you have all that garbage that you don't want. And one of the great things with YouTube TV is that I was able to go in and turn on channels and turn off certain channels. So I get Oprah's network on my YouTube TV. I've never seen it. The first thing I did was go in there and turn off certain channels because I don't want that stuff. And so it never shows up in my guide, never shows up in my recommended TV shows. Once you turn off that channel, those shows go away and they're not there anymore. This doesn't do it. This is doing the same thing, the same problem that I had with cable television all those years ago. There's 9,000 channels and nothing to watch. In this case, there's 24 channels and nothing to watch. And you can't add in your listings for anything you might want to watch off of the apps that they do have for you. It'd be nice if they would put them in this guide, but they won't put them in that guide. All they are going to do is you still have to go into those apps individually. The stuff you're getting through here is going to be the same junk that you don't want anyway. So thumbs down for Xfinity Flex. If they can do some updates to it down the road, I'll give it another shot. But for now, this thing is just junk and it's not worth having. So anyway, that's going to do it for me. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.
You're watching the best looking guy on the internet.